The NFL has standards for how inflated these footballs need to be. And so many people were asking, well, was it the weather? Did they purposefully deflate them? Did they test all of the footballs or only the one teams? There were so many questions. We have been studying our guts out trying to get to the bottom of this issue. And we found out some things that we feel nobody out there knows.
Yeah, and they're not being said.
Not reported widely, so we're letting you in on it.
Yeah, one of the first things is that Jay Glazer, Fox Sports News, is saying that the NFL was planning on checking the air pressure of these balls before the game started, and that they were not waiting for a member of the Colts to say, hey, what's up?
Now, they check them anyway
before
the game.
They check them
before
the game. But Glazer is saying the balls would have been inspected at halftime no matter what, because the league had heard rumors about this type of thing from, and they think that they might have been tipped off from the Ravens, and that even the last time the Colts played them, there were some concerns. So that's the first thing we heard, that they were planning on doing it anyway. The other thing we're hearing is that when they checked the pressure of the 13 balls, all of them were below. We always hear that 11 of the 12, they're saying all of them were below, but 11 of the 12 were at least 2 pounds below. And that at that point, they either put more air in them or they completely replaced them. I've seen both stories.
Now,
that they had other balls that they replaced them, but they're saying the second half of the game was played with properly inflated footballs, and then the NFL checked the pressure of those balls at the end of the game to make sure that they hadn't been tampered with again.
Well, there's this range of volume for those footballs. The Patriots have admitted that their footballs were inflated to the lowest allowed mark. So if there was some sort of weather interference, you could see that could easily dip them below what that minimum was. Now, I'll tell you. Last week, in two of my cars, the tire pressure light came on. And I thought, well, I think it's because it's getting so cold. I didn't do anything for a couple of days. One of my cars, blowout. I had a total blowout. But when I took my other car in, the tire guy's like, yeah, well, you know, this happens with cold weather. I said, I know, but my other car had a blowout. The point is that people at AccuWeather, because they're reporting on this as well, said that just like your vehicle tires, air pressure in a ball can drop when the temperatures drop.
But here's the way you solve the whole problem. And we talked about this yesterday. We asked the question, why didn't the NFL check the pressure of the footballs of the Indianapolis Colts during this game? Because if they check them both teams before the game, and then if they check them at halftime,
they should check all the footballs, not only one team.
And if the one teams are suddenly underinflated and the other ones are the same as before the game started, there's your answer. Former NFL referee Jerry Austin says, and I don't know how he got the information, we looked and looked and looked for any other report that has this information. He says it is his understanding that both teams' footballs were brought in at halftime and all 24 footballs were checked. He says the Colts' footballs were still up to 13 pounds and the Patriots' footballs were not. He's the only person that says it. If that's the case, that answers the whole question about the Colt.
So we're taking one former official's word.
Well, the NFL hasn't spoken about
this.
The only reason we know the NFL is involved is they sent a letter to the Patriots saying you're under investigation. That letter was sent to the media. So we don't know what the NFL knows. We don't know what they've seen or what they've done. We do know Bill Belichick came out today, the coach, and said, I don't do anything with the footballs. I don't touch them. I don't follow the rules with them. I don't know anything about them that is not my job. Several quarterbacks are out today saying that is exactly the case of every team they've ever been on. Coaches are not concerned about footballs.
That's why it will be fascinating to hear what Tom Brady says. Because if it was in his sole discretion, then he is the one who needs to speak.
Well, this is Tim Hasselbeck, former NFL quarterback, played on 8 different teams. He says there is no reason the coach would know what the ball specifications are or how it's broken in or anything like that. There is no way Bill Belichick knows anything about this because he would never, ever be involved in the process. Neither would the quarterback coach or any other offensive coach. The decision on how the balls are broken in, to what specification, and all that is completely done by the starting quarterback in the equipment room. That's who does it. That's who works on it. I was on 8 different teams. That was the process everywhere. The other person chiming in, saying exactly the same thing, John Madden, saying head coaches don't trouble themselves about these issues. Although, we know that Bill Belichick is not the average coach. We know the Patriots were accused of and lost a first draft pick before for taping signals from the other team's sidelines. So just because other coaches haven't doesn't mean that this coach didn't. But we'll bring you Tom Brady's words. The other thing we're getting, one or two texts saying, why do people care about this when there's this other issue that's so much bigger? Or when the Constitution is being violated? People can care about multiple things. And sometimes it's fun and interesting to care about these things that ultimately don't really matter as kind of a way to detract or get away from the constant barrage of news and bad news that does matter.
The Browsers.